Good morning, praise the Lord.
Good
morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 112. Book of Psalm 112. We read the whole Psalm. Say the word of God. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. And to the upright there ariseth light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desires of the wicked shall perish. Amen. As we continue to fear God in our life and our affairs, all these wonderful blessings and resources and Holy Spirit work and guidance, discretion, wealth, riches, we'll be a gracious people. And what a beautiful, what I love is in verse 7, he say, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Is your heart today is fixed, trusting in the Lord? I know it is windy and the enemy is raging hard. But let us fear God. Let us hold on the anchor and on the anchor of our salvation, so that our heart will be fixed, that He will come and take us. And trusting in the Lord, that He will do the best things. He will deal with our enemies. He will grant us our desire. And He will bring us to a safe eternity with Him forever. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your promises today. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for our families, our children, our spouses, all what you have given and provided for us. We thank you, dear Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We bless your holy name, O God. You are great, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the blessing that you give us. Above all, Lord, we don't deserve it. And not because we are good or there is something good in me, but because you are righteous and you are good. We thank you, God, for you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, and you have let your light shine on us, not because of anything good we have done or we have achieved, but because you are good. And thank you, Lord, for the good work that you had prepared for us in advance to do, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will find me faithful, moving in that way that you want me to move, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for our jobs, our income, our salaries. You brought us here in this land. You had called us to be sit in your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you call us to worship you, O God. We thank you, Lord, you shed your blood for a sinner like me, O God. We bless you, Jesus. O God, help us. Help us to count our blessing. Help us to see our great God, O Lord, that you can fight our battle. Help us to give you the honor and the glory that is due for you in the name of Jesus. Help us to accomplish the very thing that you want us to do, to implement your will in our life, in the life of our families, in the life of your church, in the life of the people around us. O Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, O God. Let your will be done, O Lord, on earth as in heaven. Let's confess our sin, our shortcomings to God. The thing that we are aware and the thing that we are not aware. Holy Spirit, show us our faults, our errors, the things that we cannot see, the wrong things in us, in the name of Jesus, so that we can repent and renounce them. O God, Lord, help us and guide us. As we confess our sin, Lord, forgive us our sin as we renounce them. As we renounce them, heal our lands, O God. Thank you, God. As we renounce our sins, Holy Spirit, transform us. Change us to be the people like you in the name of Jesus. Take our anxieties, take our fear, take our doubts. I come against them all, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Pour out your Spirit, your Holy Spirit on us to cleanse us and to refill us, that we may go in the way that you want us to move, in the name of Jesus. O God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, we who are here, and our brothers and sisters in other places, who had gathered under your name, O God, by your grace and by your blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness that we have in you, Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins. Let's ask the Lord our needs. The Lord say, come to me, all of you weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. The thing that you cannot get, you ask God now for it. He will give it to you if it is His will. Lord, minister to us. Give us our needs, O God. not our wants, Lord. Let's pray for our families. Our parents, our children, our house, our wives and husbands, our brothers and sisters. Especially those who are unsaved, let's pray for their salvation. Let's pray now for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Anyone of them who is in need, you know, has a problem, is in hardship, she's in hardship, you pray for her. Let us intercede on their behalf. Have mercy on them, O God, have mercy on her. Have mercy on him, Lord. Provide, O God, provide. Lord, heal the sick. Solve problems, give solution, open doors. Provide, God, and help. Let's pray now for our countries back home, from where we came, the places that we were born, that God's peace will be there and His word will be preached. Let's commit ourselves to impart the gospel to them. That's our faithfulness to God, to spread His word, to declare to others His goodness and His faithfulness. Yes, Jesus, bring peace to my land, O God. And use me, Lord, to preach your word there. To spread your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for UAE, where we are residing now, and wherever you are, pray for your country, wherever the church has expanded, but the Lord promised that I pray for the city that I brought you to, into exile. As the city prosper, you prosper too. Let's pray for UAE, for Kuwait, Oman, the Middle East countries, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Australia, wherever the church has expanded to America, our brothers and sisters who are scattered. Let's pray wherever you are, to the place, to the city, to the country, to the nation that God has brought you. When this nation will prosper, the church will prosper too. You will prosper too. Yes, O God. We pray, O God, for the leaders of each and every land to be saved, for the cabinet of the government to be godly, Lord, for favor that comes from you toward us, in their heart toward us, in the name of Jesus. We come against all the rules and regulations that block your grace. We nullify them in the name of Jesus. We nullify injustice, abuse, extortion, taking advantage. Lord, we pray for justice that cometh from you upon your people in the name of Jesus. And Lord, empower your church, empower us with more love, refill us with the Holy Spirit to spread your word in these places. Yes, O God. Lord, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost. Let's ask God to refill us with the Holy Spirit, spread His word, and to give the message to the people around us that our light will shine before men, that they may know God the Father and give Him glory and praise. Yes, O God, bless your church. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Lead us to reach others, start more Bible studies, to reach more souls, to disciple them. I pray for more gifts of Holy Spirit in our life, more people to be baptized among us with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, that we can spread your word, we can reach the lost in the name of Jesus. Pray for revival through our life. Lord Jesus, stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that people will turn to you. They will know you are the true God and we are your servant. I pray, O God. Even today, Lord, we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, you anoint our worship. Anoint the songs, the message, the givings, all the items of our service. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Lord, we want to lift your name on high through our life testimony. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us lift up the name of the Lord on high through our praise and singing through our repentance, the fruit of our lips. And we will harvest the fruit of righteousness. As we praise the Lord, His Spirit will inhabit us, will heal us, will refill us with the Holy Ghost so we can go and serve Him fruitfully.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so
with Holy Ghost. Revive us, Lord. Feed your flock. Quench our thirst, O God. Hallelujah. I know He rescued my soul. His blood covered my sin. I believe. Yes, I believe. Clap your hand to the Lord.
I can't take it.
God, you make the sick healed and the lost be found and the poor to be rich in you. We give you thanks today, O God, for all the answered prayers and the prayer that you're going to answer and the coming victories that we receive by your victory on the cross over the devil and his power. We thank you for breaking the power of darkness over our life. And you have set us free to go on and serve you with a clear conscience. Our minds sprinkled by the cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. We bless you. We give you thanks today. Give thanks to the Lord, the Most High God. Give Him glory and praise. Give Him adoration.
Thank you.
We adore you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior.
have to do something new in our life. God has a good plan for you. Don't be afraid. Give Him your life. He wants to take you and mold you so that He can use you. Your body is the temple of God. And God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. And God wants to use you. Give your life to Him. Don't be afraid this day. Yes, O God. Take me, O God. Mold me. Use me and fill me, O God. Guide me and lead me, Lord, and walk beside me. I am giving my life to you to serve you. Lord, I pray for each and every one of God who has given his life even this time now. I pray you use that, brother and sister, those who are here and those who are in other places. Use them, O God, so that your name will be glorified. That, O Lord, your word will be preached and your kingdom come. Your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. O God, I pray you bless the rest of our item of our worship in the giving, the prayers, the message. Let your name be glorified in the midst of your church. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's be seated. Proverbs chapter 3. It's time now to give to the Lord what is due for Him. It's time for us to honor the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. The word of God say, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. God called us to honor Him by our tithes and offering. And also the first fruit of all our increase. Is God giving us? Is God providing for us? Is the Lord increasing us? Yes, and we need to honor Him. And when we honor the Lord, our barns will be filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with a new wine. Time for us now to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits. Thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we bring you, Lord, with gratefulness and thanksgiving, our tithe, our offerings, and our first fruits. Oh God, Lord, accept this small token of faithfulness. With it, our life, oh Lord, use them all for your glory. Multiply this amount and use it to fill all the needs. And I pray for those who give them bountifully 1,000 times more than what they had given to you. Lord, you are able and you will provide for them bountifully. I pray anointing and wisdom upon those who will use this money. Let be directed so all the needs shall be satisfied. We thank you, Lord, our eyes on you. Even I pray, you anoint the rest for worship, anoint my lips to speak your word. Your church. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue to speak today how to get thirst and hunger for righteousness. We spoke last week about the life of Abel and how he was righteous. And one of the things that Abel did, he brought his first fruits to the Lord. And we'll continue today to speak about giving our first fruit to God. We spoke last week that how the Lord commanded Moses that the Israelites, the time that the Lord have stricken the Egyptian, their firstborn, among men and beasts, the same sitting after God did it, and he spared his firstborn by the Passover lamb, the blood of Jesus, that we know today. He recommend them that, and he command them that, they need to bring their firstborn to the Lord. And we explain that we give our first fruit as gratefulness, as gratitude, as honoring to the Lord. And also, we give our first fruit because we commending and we are appreciating the work of deliverance of God in our life, the deliverance and the salvation that we receive by the blood of Jesus, and the daily deliverance and rescuing and protection that every day God is doing in our life. And God also, as we have read, that we need to teach our descendants why we need to bring our first fruit, our firstborn, the first of everything to the Lord. The scriptures contain good teaching about bringing and giving the first fruit, the firstborn to God. Let's open. Let's move now to the book of Numbers. And Lord, I pray you anoint my lips as we go through the scriptures, make the message clear, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Book of Numbers, chapter 18. And we will read verse 8. This is the word of the Lord to Aaron, the priest. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, Behold, I also have given thee the charge of my heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. And to thee have I given thee by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance forever. And in verse 13, And whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring unto the Lord, shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. Here the Lord is recommending that the first ripe thing that the Israelites will be given, it will go to Aaron the priest. In verse 14 onward, everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix, that is the firstborn, in all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of men or beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstborn of any clean beast shalt thou redeem. Every first thing, it is yours. The first one of man, they will redeem it by money. And the first born of any clean beast, any clean animal, they will redeem it by also money. They will redeem it by any clean animal. In verse 16, And those that are to be redeemed from the a month old shall thou redeem according to thine estimation for the money of the 5 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerah. So the first one was redeemed by 5 shekels. And we will move to verse 20. So here all the first fruit, the first one will be given to the priest. And now today it represents the pastor and the leader of the church. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, Thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. Here, why the Lord commanded that the first fruit will be given to the priest, because the priest will not have inheritance. All the Israelites have inheritance of land, but the priest no. But they give him his inheritance is the first fruit. And that's where here, the leader of the church, the pastor of the church, he will not have a job and or income from a job, but he will be survived and supported by the first fruit. That is the ordinances of God, not the ordinance of man. And verse 21, And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance. The Levites in the New Testament, the workers, they will receive as a support the tithe for an inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And we go down to verse 24, reading 22. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levite shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. The work of the Levites will be fully dedicated to the work at the tabernacle, at the tent of meeting, so that no unclean people will come and do the work of God. There's a people who are set aside, the priests who will receive the first fruit as support, the Levites who will receive the tithe as support for their living, and they will be responsible to aid the priest in his service. In verse 24, But the tithe of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I had given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I had said unto them, Among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. That's where the financial support of God in the Old Testament to the priests and to the Levites. Now, let's explain one point. All of us, we are aware about the tithing, correct? But the awareness of the first fruit, it is not much clearly stated. But the scriptures speak that there are two different entities. We have read the first fruit, and we have read also the tithing. In the book of Nehemiah, after they came back from exile, Nehemiah chapter 10, God also explained the difference between the first fruits and the tithing. Nehemiah chapter 10. Just two entities. When we desire to hunger and thirst for righteousness, when we desire to put God first, when we desire to do what is correct and right, then we will be able to give. It is based on our willingness. If you are willing, God will teach you and God will enable you. And God also will bless you. Because what he had promised in giving the first fruit, that your barn will be filled and your presses shall be brim over with a new wine, that these are true promises. When we don't put God first, when we don't give him the first increase, the first income, the first seder of each year, when we don't honor God, we will have short. It is a shortcomings, and we understand why it is shortcoming. When we have such shortcomings, the blessing of God will be deteriorating in our lives. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse, you read verse 35 onward. You say, that's when the people came back from exile and they commit themselves to build, to rebuild the temple and rebuild the wall, and now they want to commit themselves because they had neglected the house of God. What they commit themselves to do, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of the trees, of all trees, year by year, unto the house of the Lord. Also, the firstborn of our sons, and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds, and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God and to the priest that minister in the house of our God. So it is very clearly that they will give it to the priests. Verse 37. And that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, unto the priest, to the chamber of the house of our God, and the tithes. Now we speak about the tithes. And the tithes of our ground. So there is first fruit, and there is also the tithes. The tithes is the 10th% of everything. The first fruit is the first thing that you receive. And the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. So the tithe again is directed to the Levites. The first fruit is directed to the priests. We will go to the book of Numbers, chapter 3. Book of Numbers, chapter 3. When God brought his people outside from Egypt, he called the tribe of Levi to minister to him. And he set them apart so that they would dedicate their life and themselves to the work of God in his temple. That's why he gave to all the tribes inheritance, but to the Levi, the tribe of Levi, and to the priests, he did not give them inheritance. He gave them the first fruits for the priests to support, the tithe for the workers, the Levites, and he gave them cities from other tribes just to live, but they are not to involve in other work. In the book of Numbers, chapter 3, we will read how God had called the Levites. He called Aaron as a priest. The rest of the Levites, God had given them to Aaron so that they will help him in the work of God. We will read from verse 3. Chapter 3 from verse 11. I will read and I will explain. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine. When God struck down the firstborn in Egypt, God wanted, instead of the firstborn that he killed in tell the need of those who rebel against him, God took the firstborn of every Israelite. Every family, the firstborn, he has to save God. That is the rule. But instead of getting of all the families, he took instead of them the Levites. They are the one, instead of the rest of the Israelites, they will be belong to God, they will save him. Because all the firstborn are mine. Verse 13. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallow unto me all the firstborn in Israel. Both man and beast, mine shall they be, I am the Lord. He gives them the reason. The day I brought you out of the slavery, the day I saved you, I have set you apart. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, verse 15, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers. Get the number. By their families, every male from a month old and upward shall thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. He take the whole number of the Levites. In verse 39, all that were number of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the male from a month old and upward were 22,000. Total number is 22,000. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of all of and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males by the number of names from a month old and upward of those that were numbered of them were 22,213. So the difference is 273 people. The first one of the Israelites is 273 more than the number of the Levites. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine, I am the Lord. He say, instead of the firstborn of the Israelites that you number, I will take the Levites. Don't take from all the families, but from the tribe of Levites, take this number. In verse 46, and for those that are to be redeemed of the 273, there's a difference of 273 of the Israelites, of the firstborn of the Israelites, more than the Levites, those need to be redeemed. They need to pay money instead of them. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole after the shekel of the sanctuary. Shall thou take them, and the shekel is 20 gerah, and thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his son. After this point, God wants to be accurate that he had taken all the firstborn of the Israelites. He took, instead of their number, he took the Levites. The difference, they need to pay it by money. He collects from the Levites. He collected from the tribes. Of the first one of the children of Israel, took the money, 1,335 shekels after the shekel of sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded him. Now, we will go now to the book of Numbers, chapter 8. Now, he took them, the Levites. The Levites, they will be given to Aaron so that they will help him in the sanctuary. In Numbers chapter 8, before they will start the service, they will be sanctified. They will be trained before they will do the work. Numbers chapter 8 and verse 14. I'll read from verse 14 to verse 22. Thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. They need to be cleansed and trained before they will get involved in the service. For they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel. Instead of such as open every womb, even instead of the firstborn of all the children of Israel, have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel were mine, both man and beast, on the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. The day that God struck Egypt, the same night that they slaughtered the Passover lamb and they put the blood on the doorpost and on their doorpost, and the angel of God passed over, he killed the firstborn of Egypt. In the first same day, God had consecrated the firstborn of Israel as for him. Instead of the firstborn of each and every family, he took one tribe, the Levites. Now he need to sanctify the tribes of the tribe of Levi. So the Levites, when they come to work in the temple, the wrath of God that he sent of the Egyptians because of their disobedience, they will not fall on the congregation. And I have taken the Levites, verse 18, for all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague, the plague that came on Egypt, that there be no plague among the children of Israel, where the children of Israel come night unto the sanctuary. So that God want to preserve that those who serve God, who dedicate their life, they are clean, and they know what they are. They know what they are doing. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according unto all the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord, and Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that, when the Levites came to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. Now here we understand that how God has separated Aaron as a priest, Then the rest of the Levites as workers, he separated them, and we know based on what. And also, he also provided for them how they will be going to live. The first fruit, the firstborn of everything will be given to the priest. The Levites, they will receive their tithe. In addition to this, you go to Numbers chapter 18. Now some Numbers 18, book of Numbers chapter 18, verse 25 to 28. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithe, he told them, when you receive the tithe, which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up an heave offering of it to the Lord, for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe. Now here, when the Levites who receive the tithe, still they need to tithe that amount. That is again confirmation that the Levites, they receive the tithe. The priest, they will receive the first fruit and the firstborn. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus ye also shall offer an heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes which ye receive of the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. He told him, you receive the tithe. When you receive the tithe, the tenth of it, give it heave offering, give it to Aaron the priest. And we will read also book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 8. Now, that is in the Old Testament. Now, how about in the New Testament? Did God have set apart certain people for His work? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore, He said, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And in verse 11 and 12, and He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. So there are people had been set aside by the Lord to do the work of God. What is their duty? For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, here, when God has set the people in New Testament to do the part, set them apart, He also had provided for them. And what is the provision that they will receive is the first fruits and the tithe. Now, how we will offer our first fruit to the Lord. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Most of the Christians, they used to give their offering and they used to give their tithes. But less and very less number, they had been taught to bring their first fruit to the Lord. Now, if somebody would say that's the Old Testament, okay, the titles of the Old Testament. If we will bring the tithe, we need to bring also the first, we need to bring also the first fruit. How we can do it? First, as I said before, we need to be willing to do that. Second, we need to be willing to go through the narrow way and the suffering that God had ordained for us. You know, many, they are willing to spend on their projects, but they are not willing to give to the Lord. Now, the point here, when we accept the salvation of Jesus and His blood that shed on the cross for us, we need to accept His word that it will give us life as we continue in them. The purpose of giving of the Levites and the priests in the Old Testament, the priests and the Levites, not only they would do the work in the temple, but they would teach the Israelites not to rebel against God as the Egyptian did, and they received the plague. Have you get the point here? The ministry of the workers in the church and the pastor of the church is to teach the people how to live for God and not to rebel against Him. Which time we will start to give our first fruit? In the book of Exodus, Chapter 13. After the chapter 13, and I will read verse 11 to 14. And it shall be, when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as He sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, thou shalt set apart thou unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with the lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among the children thou shalt redeem. And it shall be, when thy sons ask thee in time to come, saying, why is this? That thou shalt say unto them, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. He say, when you enter the land, He gives this command while they were in the wilderness. He told them, when you enter the land, and shall be, when the Lord shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, when you go inside and settled, this is the time to bring your first fruit to God. What you usually teach when to the disciples who come to the Lord, the first thing they will bring their tithe. The tenth of everything, they need to bring it to the Lord. After that, we will teach them how to give their first fruit. The first fruit, after you are settling, after you pay your debts, after you have income, after you start to save. And that's where here, why we need to keep saving, because we need to bring our first fruit to the Lord. Those who are eager to give their first fruit, even from the first salary, from first income, I usually advise them, you save what is equal to one salary over 1 year. After 1 year, when you have a good saving, then you can give your whole 1 month to the Lord. Meanwhile, every month you give your tithe regularly to God. But the point here, when we are not willing to put God first and we have our own idols and our own wishes, we spend the money instead of keeping it aside, because the first fruit will go to the pastor who will teach us how to obey God so that we will not rebel. The plague that fall on Egypt shall not fall on us. We'll go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26. If you are looking forward that the Lord shall fill your barns and let your presses will be brim over with a new wine, then honor the Lord as Abel honored God with the firstling, as Jesus honored God by giving his life to him. God call us in the same way. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 to verse 11, and it shall be when thou come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Again, that is giving the first fruit is when we are settled. And you know how we are settled? When God bless us with the work, then we program it. First we give our tithe, then we program that. After 1 year, we need to give the first things to God. That thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put them in a basket, and shall go into the place where the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, see here, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come into this country which the Lord swear unto our father for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and sit down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord, God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt, out of darkness, with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with a great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. And he had brought us into this place, and had given us this land, even a land that flowed with milk and honey. You say, we were like that before, and God had brought us now, he delivered us, and he brought us in a land filled of milk and honey. Verse 10, and now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. So here, the first fruit is acknowledgement that God had been with me, and I need to be faithful to him. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levites, and the stranger that is among you. That is way to bring the first fruit, is willingness, faithfulness to God. You want to honor the Lord, and you program yourself. I program myself that at the end of the year, I am ready to give to the Lord 1 month income of a year to God, honoring him, because he had given me increase in everything. How I do it myself? Whatever income I receive, I give 10%, that is my tithe. Plus, I divide it, all what I receive, I divide by 12, and that's my first fruit. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. Book of Leviticus 19. Listen to me. If you want to live that at the end of the month, nothing left, that's your style of life, God cannot change it if you are not willing to be changed. But as you are willing to be changed, God will bring you to plenty and prosperity in your life. Finances will not be a problem to you if you will know how to honor God and how to live your life to Him. Look in the book of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 23-25. And when you shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you, it shall not be eaten off. It's the first 3 years when you plant the tree, the fruit will come, just unplug it, just plug it from the tree and throw it. Because the fruit, it is not yet strong, and the tree is not yet strong. And in the fourth year, verse 24, but in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be only to praise the Lord with us. He said, the fourth year, that's where the tree is very strong and will bring a very big production. That big production, give it unto the Lord. Have you get the point here? The point here, why he did not say the first year you bring the fruit? Because the first year fruit is not yet strong. For first 3 years, just pluck it and throw it. Fourth year, it is strong. The tree is strong, mature. Fourth year, give it to God. And verse 25, and in the fifth year shall ye eat of the first fruit thereof, and in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. In the fifth year, that was the product of the fifth year will be for you. Now how about the first 4 years? How the farmer will eat? He has plenty, he has saving. He has other resources of living. In book, I will finish with this one more verse, book of Leviticus 22. Even to the animal. 22 verse 27. When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dung. And from the 8th day henceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. He say, when you give the animal to God, don't give it on the first day, give it on the 8th day, so that it will become strong, mature. The same way, God wants us to give Him the first and the best for Him. God's willing, will continue next week of how to give, what is the first fruit, and the meaning of it, and the consequences when we disobey the commands of God. You know which time Elijah pray, Lord, withhold the rain? He pray withhold the rain when they reverse the command of God by abolishing the first fruit given to him. That's all. Our salvation is free, but it is not cheap. It's by the precious blood of Jesus. And God wants us to honor Him. Oh God, thank You. We magnify You. We adore You. We prayed, Lord, that You will take me and You will mold me and You will use me and You will fill me. Oh God, this is our prayer and our plea to You, Lord. I give my life to Your hand, to the potter's hand. Lord, guide me. I want to obey You, Lord. I want to live my life to You, oh God. Help me, Lord, to continue to do what is right, to continue to teach what is correct in Your sight and with the light of the Scriptures. I pray that the word that You send to Your church, those who are here and those who are in other places, they will understand it, oh God. Give us enlightenment by the Holy Spirit, that we will not rebel against You and against Your will. Soften our heart, captivate us, capture us by Your holy calling, O God. I believe, Lord, You have set us apart to serve You and to do the work of Yours in Your will. We bless You, God. We magnify You in Jesus' name. God, Come to the Lord, surrender your will and your plan to Him. God has His word for you today. He has a great plan. God is going to bring you to a life eternal, a land flowing with milk and honey. God wants you to abide with Him. God wants you to be captured by His calling, to be set apart to Him, to serve Him. Oh God, thank you for your word. We bless you, magnify you. Oh God, I pray, Lord, that your word had fallen into a rich, fertile soil that will bring the harvest. Oh God, I pray for obedient heart. I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to continue work on our lives, that we will do the work of yours in full. Oh God, bless us, those who are here and those in other places. Enlarge our territory, God, with your hand with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.